Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Yeah, it is Steve Boyle and the Professor Brian Haynes. You've been wearing your Professor t-shirt tonight here at Columbia Central High School, where the Western Panthers are getting set to take on the Chelsea Bulldogs. And this matchup has been looming a little bit. I think we've had fun building up to this, and we come back. We said it, I think, on Wednesday especially, uncertain how to call what was going to happen in this district. And even coming into tonight, I don't have a prediction that I feel 100% comfortable with. It's going to depend a lot on how this game gets officiated, how these guys come out and guard, and if somebody gets hot shooting or not, I think, is going to be the separating factor, Brian.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that make a big impact on their team offensively, and that's Maverick Hammond from Western and Drew Bland from Chelsea. So you talked about foul trouble. Do one of them get in foul trouble early? You know, those are the types of little things that can maybe change the results of what we think might happen. Although, as you said, what do we think is going to happen?
Yeah, it's hard to say. We're on the pregame here, brought to you by Columbia Central Schools, and we're glad to be out here at the school. Big gym, plenty of space for spectators. So if you're on your way out, they still got a chair for you. And we're ready to get things going here. It's a neutral site for these two teams. They did meet earlier in the year, a game that Western won in Chelsea's gym, 57-42. We talked with, I rely on him as a pretty good talent scout, pretty good at recognizing what's going on, and Coach Johnston from Jackson College here. He said Chelsea's playing a little different than they were that early in the year, all the way back on December 10th.
They are, Steve. And how many times have we even seen it just recently when there's a rematch? It sometimes is tough for the team that won the first time around, and we talk about that all the time. You know, the other team's the one making adjustments and figuring the tweaks out, and the other. And, we saw Hanover beat
Grass Lake.
Yep. We saw, you know, Western beat Michigan Center after a 22-point Michigan Center win early in the season. So, we might be able to throw that game out the window.
Yeah, but I won't throw out the window as the two games that Western has played this week, explosive scoring, particularly from Maverick Hammond, but really for the entire team, I got to give credit. I looked back, and this Western team hadn't scored over 60 points since January 7th. And then they just did 67 Monday and 79 on Wednesday. So that just this explosion of scoring for a team that, like I said, hasn't been that big. The next highest total they had before that 67-point total on Monday was all the way back on December 28th. They had 69 against Hanover Horton.
Well, I'm going to say Maverick Hammond had a little something to do with that, because I don't know if you noticed, I was eating a s'more earlier today. I brought chocolate marshmallow graham cracker, and I just heated it up over Maverick's right hand. That still thing is on fire.
It's still smoking. You know, we were talking and speculating a little bit during that game on Wednesday. If you weren't with us or you're just joining us, Maverick Hammond had 9 three-pointers and 42 points in that game, and we're over here going, well, maybe it's some records are on the line or something's going to get broken. I went and talked with Dave Van Riper, an assistant for Western, before the game, and I said, so how many records fell? And he said, zero. They've had 10 and 11 threes in games previously, and the single game scoring record,
Gibser?
Noel.
Oh.
Had 51 in a game. So all of that hyperbole for what a great game, and it was a great game.
Yeah.
It's not even the greatest performance in school history. However, if he pulls off something similar tonight, it's going to be maybe the greatest tournament performance in school history for three games in a row. And I did, Coach Van Riper did say he didn't get the record on Wednesday and gave me a wink. He said, but he's going for it tonight. So we'll see. Maverick Hammond needs to play well to beat Chelsea.
Well, if he does it tonight, we're going to tip our cap because he's going to have Will McCullough draped on him, as our guess at least.
And
we saw him draped on Derek Sanders and did a good job. So
we'll
be seeing that again tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, Chelsea comes in on a win. Very different game. So we had 79-43, the Columbia win over Michigan Center. The other, we had a much lower scoring duel. 48-37 was the Chelsea win over Columbia Central. And so a much, I don't want to say uglier game, but definitely points were tougher to come by. Defense was at a premium. And we had, again, like you mentioned, McCullough holding Sanders to 10 points, including just two in the second half. Also, we had Matusik had 8 blocks, we think. So defense was something that Chelsea did better than anybody else in this district so far. And so we'll see if their defense can cool off the hot offense that Western has brought to this game, gym.
If I'm guessing, Steve, I think we're going to see something somewhere in the middle of those two. We will not see the high-scoring affair that we saw in that Michigan Center game, but I don't think it's going to be a total rock fight either. There's enough offensive ability on both sides.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
No doubt about it. Well, we're still minutes away from game time here at Columbia Central School. The winner tonight will move on to play Tuesday night at Charlotte High School, and they'll be taking on the winner of a game going on tonight between Flint Powers Catholic and Goodrich. So, and if should it be, if it's Western, we'll go. If it's Chelsea, we're going to be doing other things. But tonight, so rooting a little bit for Western over here, I suppose, continue our season run doing high school basketball. Elsewhere tonight, by the way, Hanover Horton Lumen Christie matchup from Hanover Horton High School. You'll hear that game on 95.9, the Power Cow. So if you want to switch over there, switch back and forth, or just get score updates, you can do that at 95.9 FM. Little bit of history between those two teams. I seem to remember a pretty great district championship game in Hanover Horton's gym between Lumen Christie and Hanover Horton a few years ago when Kari Willis was out on the hardwood. Hanover Horton got the best of that matchup that time. We'll see if Lumen can revenge that and move on to the postseason, where they have to go to Ithaca on Tuesday night if they win. So a little bit longer drive for them.
I hope Rich Karasik isn't listening because he just turned the radio off after you mentioned that.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups to get you closer to tip-off. It's Western and Chelsea here on WKHM, online around the world at WKHM.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now. For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Donnie Iris bringing us back from the commercial break here on the pregame as Western and Columbia, or Chelsea get set to square off here at Columbia Central High School. Again, Columbia School is our pregame sponsor. They've been with us for the whole tournament. We appreciate that. And looking forward to actually have a live broadcast out here, I believe, on March 15th for their robotics competition, and I'm excited for that. I don't know if I'll be calling play-by-play, but I'll certainly be around for it, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be by your side if you are.
All right.
Just letting you know I'm there for you.
All right, we'll get you that. We'll get you that pass. I don't know if this MHSAA pass gets us in here for that, but we'll try it out. Let's go ahead and get the starting lineups, Professor.
All right. Well, we're going to start with the Chelsea Bulldogs, and they're going to be starting tonight the junior center, Wyatt Matusik, senior guard, Drew Blanton, senior forward, Sam Borchardine, senior guard, Will McCullough, and the junior guard, number 12 today, Beckett Booz. Wearing number 3 on Monday due to the jersey snafu, but he's a much better number 12 than he is a number 3 is what we were told.
Yeah, I'm expecting to see him have kind of a rebound game after not having a great game. I'm sure he would admit that from Wednesday, but he can come out and be, maybe he's an X factor, having a little better game tonight. How about for the Panthers?
For the Panthers, we have senior Cody Spitzer, senior Maverick Hammond, senior DJ Van Riper, junior Justin Jones, and senior Sutton Johnston, who will be joined, at least in spirit and on the radio, with Grandma Diane and Grandpa Jim, listening from Youngstown, Ohio tonight. So welcome to Jim and Diane.
We are live around the world at WKHM.com. We'll get the tip-off coming up in just a few minutes. Let's take a three-minute break, and when we come back, it's game time. Western and Chelsea, live on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts
It's a membership.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984. Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes positioned right next to the Western student section, so it's going to be noisy down here in the corner. So if it sounds like we're shouting, it's only to be heard over top of their voices. But we're ready to have a good game tonight as the starting lineups get introduced on the floor. I do want to mention Bucked Up Energy Drink, the official energy drink of the broadcast. I went with Rocket Pop flavor. I'm energized. No sugar, no calories. Oh, 10 calories, my mistake. But what was the other thing I like to point? No artificial colors.
Yeah.
It's a small thing, but I really appreciate that. I don't need anything else in there besides the energy
red dye 45 or whatever that is.
Exactly. So we got the Chelsea student section going with the blackout over there. Meanwhile, over here, we got a little red, white, and blue flavor with the Western fans today. So we're ready to get things started. Last huddle up on the court, and the starters will remain. Last instructions to the Chelsea starters there from the coaching staff. And we're just about ready to go.
If student sections have anything to do with the outcome, I'm giving the edge to Western right now.
So far,
they're
I agree.
On their feet, ready to go. That Chelsea student section kind of looks like they're ready to take a SAT or something.
Thanks.
Sitting there very subdued.
That's a good word for them. Thank you again to Columbia School District for our pregame sponsorship. As the tip goes up, Jones taps it backwards to the sideline, saved from going out of bounds by Spitzer. Van Riper went off his foot. Finally, they squeeze it, and Western can start their offense. Spitzer coming over the center line. Met there by Blanton. And now you can see McCallis is tracking. Maverick Hammond comes out to deny the ball. Hammond does catch the pass into the corner for Spitzer, and they look to go into the paint for Jones. Double team there, knocked away and stolen by Chelsea. Blanton up the floor left side for Borcherding. Backs it out to Booz. Booz looks to dribble across the top to the right wing. Hands off there. McCalla coming around. Gives it up to Blanton on the wing. He loses the squeeze, and it's Van Riper on the run out. He's going to take it down for the first bucket of the game. Finger roll for DJ Van Riper. 2-0 Panthers. Van Riper had a big game against Chelsea back in December when they played.
Yeah, Garden Blanton and Porter in 27.
And now we'll get a blocking foul against Spitzer as Borcherding puts the pressure on dribble drive. 2-0 Panthers, 7:08 to play. We're just underway here. And right now, the things you were predicting have kind of come true. McCalla has taken on guarding Hammond as a triple goes up from Booz. Missed, rebounded by Jones, and the Panthers clear it out. McCalla found Hammond very quickly in transition. He comes out to get it, though, and he'll have to work against McCalla. Gets a screen from Jones, peels him off at the top. Now Right side for Sutton Johnson off the dribble into the lane. Drops it down to Jones. Gets it in that deep. He should score it. That shot comes off. He just went straight up. Tried to go over top of the basket. Maybe you need to use a glass a little bit there. 2-0 still Panthers as Chelsea clears the rebound.
That was a nice drop by Sutton Johnson, too.
Blatt makes move to the basket. Fader from the baseline comes off. Rebounded by Hammond. He'll dribble it up the floor. Maverick with 42 points out Wednesday. Nothing so far, just a 2-0 lead for Western. And so far the scoring has come a little less regularly than we saw in Western's game against Center. Sutton Johnson at the high post. Skips it into the corner for Hammond. He pump fakes the three, now takes a sideways dribble. Fires air ball, too strong. Rebounded by Chelsea.
Part of that was that McCullough defense.
Yep. Into the corner for Booz. Gets a screen from Blake. Goes into the free throw line area. Skips it across. Borchardt comes around. Scoops it back out to Booz at the top. He drives across to the right side. McCullough coming around. It penetrates. Looking for Borchardt in the corner. Hammond got a hand on it. Near steal for Western. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a sideline inbound here for the Panthers. Or excuse me, for the Bulldogs.
Good hustle there by Hammond. It'll be interesting when we see Buck Allen make his first appearance off the bench for Chelsea, especially if this stays scoreless.
Yeah, he was a big scorer in that game on Wednesday. Booz gets the inbound, penetrates into the free throw line area, but has to back it out. Now Booz back at the top. Gets back in. McCullough coming across the top and hands off to Blanton. He's working against Van Riper. Spins, pumps. Van Riper off his feet. Floater by Blanton. No good. Matusik gets a tap in there, and now we're tied at two. At rebound for Matusik in the put, and just a tip. Got it to fall.
How good was that Blanton footwork, though?
Yeah. Hammond on the drive. He throws a floater up from the baseline and sees it come off. Blanton rebounds, turns it up the floor for Chelsea. 2-2 tie. We're at 5-minute mark here in the first quarter. Blanton spins into the corner for Booz. He fires a three strong. Matusik with the offensive rebound. Second chance for Chelsea. Blanton collects it on the wing and now re-spaces and resets the offense here for Chelsea.
That Booz triple was right where we saw him in warm-up shooting shot after shot. He was making a good pace.
He's there now. McCullough cutting across the baseline, and they try to feed him on the block. And Western gets in there, and they're going to. McCullough's going to take a shot to the grill on that one, and that'll be the first foul of the game against Western. A couple subs right away. Willis and Hetherington coming, or Harrington, rather, coming in, excuse me. And then we get Owen onto the floor. Or Allen. I want to call him Buck Owens. Buck Allen.
And Steve, the scoreboard did show one foul, but that's actually Spitzer's second.
Two for Spitzer. That's right. He did have that early on. Inbound intercepted, though, by Hammond. So no harm done on the foul, except that Spitzer goes out of the game. They go to Harrington at the high post. He turns and drives against Matusik. Jump hook off the backboard. Rebounded. And here comes Allen quickly looking to put his impression on the game. He was an offensive firecracker. Led Chelsea in scoring on Wednesday. He gives it up to Blanton, who will slow things down. 2-2 tie here. Halfway through this first half almost, and not a lot of scoring. Allen has it knocked away, goes right to McCullough, though, and he gives up to Booz on the wing. Step back three, no, he drives. Picks up the dribble and backs it out to Blanton. Hill should have stepped back three. That's short. Long rebound, Booz. Second chance for Chelsea here. Where there's the four-minute mark, 2-2 tie.
Both teams looking a little jittery right now, too. Not really settling into the game yet.
Yeah, I feel like the way it's going right now favors Chelsea. But it's still too early to tell. Blanton back to the basket now against Van Riper. Fires one to Allen for three. Off the heel, long rebound. Willis clears it for the Panthers and turns it up the floor. They won't speed it up. They go to the right wing for Van Riper. Crosses back out to Willis near midcourt. 3:35 to play, and we're still tied at just 2 points. Left side for Hammond. Top of the key, Sutton Johnston turns to look. Swings it around to the right wing for Willis. Looking for Harrington in there. Van Riper's going to drive. Tries to drop it to Harrington. Picked off by Matusik. He's got Allen running the floor. Western defense recovers, and Chelsea will set up half court. Allen's going to drive. On the gathering, loses it. And it'll be Western ball. Allen trying to be aggressive. Couldn't pull it in. And turnover.
You know, Allen had a really good game Wednesday, but we also noticed that sometimes he does get a little sped up. Coach Cabana had to tell him a couple times, slow down. You know, just entering the game, he wants to make his mark. Got to let the game come to you, as they say.
Hammond getting pretty with it. McCalla with a steal at midcourt. Gets it up to Matusik, and there is the second bucket of the game. 4-2, Chelsea leads on the fast break. All triggered by McCalla playing great defense on Maverick Hammond. Willis on the right wing. Out to Van Riper. Back to Willis in the corner. He's trying to drop to Harrington on the block. Pass goes a little awry. He bats it out to Van Riper for a triple. And that misses badly. Rebounded by Chelsea. Matusik doing good stuff down in the paint on both ends of the floor. They get it to Blanton near midcourt. Bulldogs calling a number four play, whatever that is. High post McCalla. Hammond there jumps the pass. Now we got a fast break for the Panthers. Up and under, and Maverick Hammond gets a bucket. And that gets us tied at four.
Kind of a way to get going if you're Maverick Hammond there. Just an easy bucket.
That's kind of what got him going on Wednesday with a couple layups.
He did. He started taking it strong, and then that got three got going.
Yep. Top of the keeper, Booth swings it to Matusik. He drives from the wing, gets in deep, reverse layup is short. Rebounded Maverick Hammond. He turns it up the floor for the Western Panthers up the right sideline. Skips it across all the way to the left for Willis into the corner. Van Riper's three-pointer there is short. Sutton Johnston rebounds, pauses, gets the shot up. Matusik on the block attempt will commit the foul. Johnston doesn't score it, but Sutton will go to the free throw line for a pair. Free throws all night long, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. They got a new jingle, too. It sounds great. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. That's probably not how it sounds, but
hey, I like it. I was kind of into it.
Johnston hits his first free throw. 5-4 lead for the Panthers. 99 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, and it's a low-scoring affair so far, which I think, to me, favors Chelsea. Western D's up very well, though. Splits the pair at the line, and it's a one-point lead for the Panthers. Allen at the top. Gets some space, fires a three. No. Rebound. McCalla saves it, but it's squeezed by Hammond. Western gets the ball back with a one-point lead as we get into the final 83 seconds of the first quarter. Hammond off the dribble. Gets past the defense. Going to get an offensive foul call. Hammond pushing off with his non-dribbling arm. And I saw it. They're going to boo it over here in the student section, but it was probably the right whistle.
Yeah, I could see it. And it was funny, Coach Moffitt talking before the game how Blanton has a tendency to use that off arm. We'll see if both stars get a call, kind of an even-up call.
Blanton brings it up for the Bulldogs, trailing by one. At the 105 mark, Blanton at the top now. Left side, Allen. He's missed a couple threes. Now he puts it on the deck and drives. Gives it up to Booz on the wing, into the free throw line. Drops out McCalla on the wing. Blanton comes around, gets an open look for a three deep, and buries it. Up two steps behind the three-point line on the left wing, and Blanton hits a triple and gives Chelsea a two-point lead as we get into the final minute of this game. 45 seconds, and Maverick Hammond comes over the line at center court. High post for Harrington. Chelsea ready for that. Matusik and Allen both went after it. They did commit a foul and will get it against Buck Allen. And that'll be his first.
I already wrote that in the book as Matusik. I thought they were getting him. That would have been his second. But now Matusik won, Buck Allen with one.
Two team fouls for the Bulldogs. And with 38 seconds, Western has it trailing by 2-7-5 in the first quarter of our game. And McCalla has really taking on the challenge of D-ing up Maverick Hammond. Van Riper kind of screens and pops and drops it down to Harrington, who misses the jump hook, gets his own rebound. The putback is good, though. And we're tied up at 7 with 18 seconds to play in the first. No doubt Chelsea holds it out for one here, and Blanton's got it. Van Riper coming up to challenge at midcourt. Blanton clearing guys out. Matusik coming to screen. Blanton goes right side. 5 seconds. Takes it in. On the run. That's a tough shot to make if you're Blanton, and we get a whistle here. Blanton kind of ran into Sutton Johnston as he was going to take the ball out.
The referees are having a discussion of why. I don't even know they know what they're going to call here.
My guess is nothing. It was incidental.
Yeah, the clock is showing zero, so if they don't call anything, that's got to be it. It's got to either be something or...
Yep.
Steve, right before that Blanton delayed bucket game there, I thought this was like a Western Chelsea football game. It was going to end 7-7 at the end of the first quarter.
9-7 is where we get. Nice drive by Blanton late in that quarter. And with zeros on the game clock, they're probably going to okay, they put 1.8 back on. To me, that would at minimum be a delay of game warning or something. Like, yeah. If you had caught the basket and thrown the ball away, that's kind of similar. So 1.8 on the clock. Willis gets it, turns, looks, fires from about, 80% court. It doesn't do anything. 9-7 is where we'll rest after one. 60-second commercial break with the second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Quarter runner by Blanton. Hit off the glass just right. He's got it now at the top of the key for Chelsea. Right side, Matusik cutting into the lane as McCallum backs it back out to Matusik. Blanton comes to get it and reset. 9-7, Chelsea leads with the ball. Van Riper comes all the way out to guard Blanton. Every bucket has come tough at this point for both teams. Defense has been excellent. Nice move by Allen. Drops it down to Matusik, who shoots it, and we'll get an offensive basket interference as Justin Jones came through, smacked the glass, and I don't know if he got the basketball at all, but they're going to get a basket interference call, and that'll be an 11-7 lead now for Chelsea.
Yeah, that was a nice little play Chelsea drew up to get a wide-open layup for Matusik.
Call that goaltending back in my day, but I think basket interference is the more technical. They try to get Hammond coming across the lane. He's double-teamed. He's able to squirt it away to his teammate. Sutton Johnson gets an open look from the corner, missed it, and Hammond will get an offensive rebound there. Van Riper drives from the top, gets in deep. Off the basket, no good. Rebound coming for Justin Jones on his putback attempt. Matusik blocks, but we'll get a foul, and that might be number two on Matusik. No, they get Beckett Booz with the call, and that'll be the first foul in Chelsea here in the second quarter. 11-7 lead for them. Jones can cut into that from the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and he does roll in the first one.
Steve, that little kind of two-headed big monster between Justin Jones and Eli Harrington makes one really nice player, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They get good production from whoever's out
from
there.
From that spot, yeah. Missed the second one. Lead is 3-4 Chelsea, and Allen goes right on at the attack. Great defensive play by Justin Jones. Gets his hand in the passing lane as Allen attempts to pass. Goes down and hits Allen's foot. Goes out of bounds. Western creates a turnover. Gets the ball back, trailing by 3. 6:50 to play first half. Willis goes left side for Van Riper. Now to the top for Jones, swinging it around to Sutton Johnston. Drops it down to a cutting Van Riper under the basket. Catches it in the air and finishes, and the lead's just one now for Chelsea. 3-0 run to start the quarter for the Panthers after a quick two-pointer for Chelsea. Blanton off the dribble, gets into a double team, and he's going to get a foul on the way up. Sutton Johnston going to get called, it looks like, and he didn't like it. Thought he kind of held his position.
Boy, Van Riper, although not very tall, maybe 5'9", 10, I do like him inside. You know, he's had a couple air balls shooting for three. His athleticism, he can get some easy looks down there.
Blanton hits from the free throw line and leads now 12-10 for the Bulldogs.
Well, watching the game Wednesday, we kind of saw that if Drew Blanton's at the line, you can almost just chalk him up. That's a smooth stroke.
Yeah. He's got a quiet confidence out there, too, so it's not, I don't think nerves are going to catch him at this point. Yeah, that's a nice, nice repeatable free throw shot for Blanton. And I think they gave that point to Western. Should be 13-10.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They got it. Matt Jericho doing the work at the score table there. They got to take that one away. They get back to Van Riper down low, and he takes it inside, like you said, Brian. Inside and scores that point and gets fouled and will go to the free throw line here.
Well, unfortunately, from our point of view, we're blocked out. I could not see who that foul was on.
I didn't see who they got on.
Yeah. When he goes to report, the Western bench is always on their feet, which is good for them. Hey, they're cheering on their teammates, but it's blocking us out. So we have a mystery foul.
Yeah, we can understand it, but we still can be annoyed by it. Van Riper's free throw rattles in, and we're tied at 13. Three-point play for DJ Van Riper, and he has gone down to that low post a couple times. Since you brought it up, Brian, maybe he saw the same thing you saw. Not a bad move for him to get down there. Look at Blanton. Nice move to the baseline, and then a little pull-up fader and knocked it down from a tough angle, almost behind the backboard on that. 15-13 Chelsea. Van Riper going on the attack again. Going to get called for a travel. Tried to stop his momentum and maybe took an extra step. Good defense out of him there by Booz.
And Steve, Van Riper's not a good defender. He's a great defender. And he was draped on Blanton. And Blanton just hit a tough shot. There's just nothing you can do about that.
Booz has it now near midcourt for Chelsea with a two-point lead, 15-13. 5:38 to play first half. Booz to the top for Buck Allen. Allen coming across to the left side. No, goes back right side, gives it up to Blanton. Blanton called for a screen. It's Borcherding who comes to set it. Blanton goes around the screen. Switch, backs up, triple. Blanton, no. Off the heel, long rebound. Hammond's got it. Hammond dribbles up the floor right up to McAuliffe guarding. Hammond's going to take a deep triple and missed it badly. And on the rebound, I think we're going to get Jones maybe on a push.
Steve, that last shot there, as he was dribbling up the court, I'm thinking, you know, he's watching his counterpart in Drew Blanton have some success, and Maverick's been kind of quiet after coming off two great games. I was hoping he didn't force the action, and that was a little unwarranted. That was a long three off the bounce, and that's a hard one.
And on Wednesday night, you feel like that goes in. Tonight, he's been efforting a little more on those triples, so he's got to let that offense come to him naturally. The problem is that it might not because McCullough's defending so well. There's a cut by Booz, gets a shot in the paint, floater no good, rebounded by the Panthers, up to Van Riper against Allen. He's going to dribble in, turn, fader, too strong. Missed everything. Blanton rebounds, looking to run. Stays on. Across the lane pass by Blanton to McCullough. And it goes in, and again, Jones kind of smacked the backboard, so that one was going to count probably either way. McCullough gets a look, and a 17-13 lead. Great break by Blanton.
Yeah, he's showing that he's not just a scorer. That was a nice pass.
Great vision.
No looker.
Yep, they get to Van Riper. He looks to drive on Booz, backs it out. Willis pump fakes, pulls up a runner from the elbow. Nothing but net there for Willis. 17-15, Western keeping pace here, trailing by two, 4:06 to play in the half.
We don't see Willis shoot from the outside very often, so anything like that's just bonus.
Just pulled up right there from about the elbow and hit nothing but net. Blanton's got it now against Van Riper on the wing, drives to the baseline, pumps. Van Riper off his feet, but good defense there. Booz with a step back triple. Off front rim, rebound, bounced and squeezed by Hammond. Looking up the floor, he's got Van Riper in the open court. He'll pull up a triple off the dribble. Air ball. And Spitzer coming through for a rebound attempt. And we're going to just step out of bounds, it looks like, maybe.
I hope there's nobody from Michigan Center here tonight watching. They'll be like, hey, where were all these air balls coming on Wednesday? We weren't seeing the ball hit the rim then either, but it was hitting all nylon.
Yeah, there have been some grenades thrown up tonight. 17-15 Chelsea with the ball, right wing Blanton. Screen there, McCullough rolls. Blanton goes to him late. Hammond saw it coming and stole it. Maverick Hammond, an underrated defensive player, by the way, and a pretty good rebounder, too.
Yeah, he's heady.
He comes around to the right wing, backs to the top for Van Riper. Spitzer gets on the left side. We get a timeout from the Western bench. Coach wants to talk it over.
I love that timeout. Looks like a 30, Steve.
Yep, 3:10 to play. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. 17-15, Chelsea leads on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And 101.5 FM.
Hey, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 3:10 to play in the half. 17-15 is the Chelsea lead. Western out of the timeout. Let's see what they drew up. Spitzer. Look for Van Riper. No, goes high post for Willis. He turns the face. Cut for Hammond into the traffic area. And they're going to knock it away. We'll get a foul call. It looks like it's going to go against Buck Allen. That'll be his second. Team third. And Western will inbound from the baseline.
Kind of like that move they got. They took Hammond off the ball and tried to run him off a couple screens. He hasn't been having much success with the ball. Let's get him moving.
He's inbounding now. Tries to go into the paint for Harrington. Five different Chelsea players, it seems, batted around before Booz squeeze it. Chelsea in the half court on the left wing, leading by two. Booz gives up to Blanton coming around, and he goes all the way down to the baseline. Now fires it over to Booz, the top of the key. He drives from there into the corner, Borcherding. He'll spot up a triple. That missed pretty badly off Hammond's hands out of bounds. Let's see what they say. Oh, say Chelsea touched it last.
We haven't seen Borcherding shoot from outside either.
That seemed like an interesting spot up for a guy who hasn't shot much at all in 2 days. To just put that one up was weird.
Once in a while, you wonder if they're just thinking, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. Maybe I'm going to be hot today.
Van Riper from the wing, Hammond cutting across, double team out to Harrington at the top for three, and he drills it. Just needed the big man out there. Harrington with a triple and gives Western a 1-point lead, 18-17, 2:14 to play till the halftime break.
That is something we've seen him do before, so we know he is capable.
Booze out to Blanton. Van Riper comes out to pressure. McCall at the top. Swing it around to Booze. McCall goes to screen. Booze. Hammond jumps it. Fast break for Maverick and a left-handed layup to finish and a 3-point lead for Western now, 20-17. Maverick Hammond saw that screen coming, jumped out and swiped that away from Beckett Booze. Blanton gets the screen at the top. He'll pull up off the dribble. Van Riper had a hand in his face. Missed the shot and rebounded by Hammond.
Van Riper needs to stay on the floor.
He gets in the air on the other end. Floater no good, but rebounded Harrington. Harrington with seven, if I'm not mistaken. We'll get a Chelsea timeout on the run here for Western. And again, they applied some points to the wrong side. So we got 22-17 at the timeout. We'll take a full timeout, 60-second break on WKHM. Western leads 22-17.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
nails it. So we have a two-point game with under a minute to play in the half. Spitzer with the ball now for Western. Gets a screen from Harrington. Harrington rolls. They swing it away from him to Willis. Right wing Hammond. McCalla in his face. Hammond goes baseline. Fakes a step back now. Continues into the lane. And his floater goes. Tough shot for Hammond from a tough angle. But he made it. 24-20. Western's lead is four.
I like that move by Maverick. Not settling for the three. Let's take that to the basket.
Blanton out of midcourt. Van Riper pressuring all the way out there. Blanton has handled the pressure all right so far. He's going to hold it out for one here. Right wing for Booz. They'll get it back to Blanton in midcourt. 15 seconds till the halftime. 24-20. Blanton off the dribble left side. Gets into the elbow. Steps back. Fader goes. Blanton knocks it down. Tough shot, and he does it with confidence. Hammond with 2 seconds. Hustling up the floor. Gets a look. Three-pointer. Side rim and off. And the buzzer sounds to the halftime. Two-point game here, 24-22. It's lived up to our advanced hype, I hope. Close game all the way. Good defense. Some great individual offensive efforts. We'll talk about it when we come back. Three-minute break here. When we come back, we'll get the numbers and set things up for the second half again. Western leading 24-22. On WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 24-22 at the 3:10 mark. Chelsea led it 17-15, and then we got a little Western run, and then Chelsea answered a little bit, cut it to two, but felt like a shift from that timeout. Coach Moffitt called a timeout at the right time, and it whatever he said seemed to catch on, and Western looked a little smoother offensively from there.
Yeah, I'm sure what he told them is get to the basket, because there have been a few, as you like to say, the grenades were flying. And after that, everything, including Hammond and Van Riper, really trying to take it to the hole. And Harrington doing a great job on the glass and cleaning things up and coming in with 7 points.
Yeah, I was going to say Harrington, the surprise in the first half there. You know, we wonder where that other offensive player might be, and maybe the main guy might show up from somebody on the bench who we didn't talk about in the pregame. And Harrington so far doing a nice job out of the bigs. You mentioned whether it's him on the floor or Jones, they do get some good production out of that position, particularly if you can clean the offensive glass. And at some point in this half, I'd actually like to see Western maybe put both of those guys out there together and make them figure out who Matusik's going to guard, and then have that guy sneak out and let them get a mismatch on any other guy who tries to guard those bigs.
Yeah, because their next biggest guy probably is McCullough, but we know he's not leaving Maverick Hammond's jersey.
Yeah. By the way, McCullough did a great job again defensively. If Chelsea can pull this one off, we're going to at least be considering him as player of the game, although Blanton's had a much better first half, and he really showed off why we, what you had kind of said from seeing him before and saying, you know, he's an offensive player, he's a good shooter, and we didn't really see that a ton on Wednesday. We're seeing it tonight, though, and his offensive game is pretty polished.
Yeah, you know, Maverick Hammond and him, we talk about that kind of being the marquee offensive matchup. Maverick Hammond can make shots, but Drew Blant is a shot maker. Like,
that's a good comparison.
He will figure out a way to get off a shot. And to be honest, I thought he had a couple opportunities where he could have drawn fouls on DJ Van Riper. DJ Van Riper is such an athlete. He's trying to block everything, and I think if I could jump like him, I'd do it too. But he's got to stay on his feet and just get in
Blanton's
space.
Get a hand in space, yeah. A little more under control. Other than that, he's done a good job of making stuff tough for Blanton, but Blanton is good, and so even a tough defender, he can work with you and get himself a good look, and he's done that a couple times so far. Let's get the point totals before we take another break.
All right, well, for Chelsea, just three guys in the scoring column. Will McCullough with 2, Wyatt Matusik with 6, and Drew Blanton with 14 tough points.
How about for the Panthers?
For the Panthers, a little more balance. Sutton Johnson with 1, Jaden Willis with 2, Justin Jones with 1, Eli Harrington tied with the lead team lead with 7, DJ Van Riper also with 7, Maverick Hammond just was 6, so 36 shy of his performance on Wednesday. He's going to need a big half if he's going to repeat that. We didn't think that was going to happen with McCullough on him. He's going to have to figure out a different way to help this Panther team advance.
Yeah. Or maybe a different way to score is one thing, but like you said, if they can have to focus so much on his offense that he can set up other guys, well, that can be quite a weapon as well. Let's take another 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll get the second half underway. Western leads 24-22 on WKHM. When we come back, we'll get the second half.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs.
Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence.
With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Huey Lewis, the news is we're underway again. High post for Justin Jones for the Panthers with possession to start. Hammond from the top, screen and roll. Good hands by Borcherding, knocks it away, and Chelsea seizes possession in a drive from Blatt going right to the basket. Offensive foul call.
What a good job by DJ Van Riper.
So right away, exchanging a turnover and an offensive foul. We're scoreless early in the second half. 24-22 Western with a two-point lead. They'll bring the ball up. Spitzer getting the call from Coach Moffitt. Blanton covering him right over the timeline. Left side now for Van Riper. Chased by Booz and now to the top for Jones. Spins it around right wing for Sutton Johnston. And he'll scoop it to Hammond, coming out to get it with McCalla in his face. From the right wing, screen. Hammond across the top, step back, triple. Missed pretty badly, not an air ball, but grabbed by Blanton. And Chelsea with a chance to tie it up or go ahead.
Coach Moffitt might have to say, let's get to the hole again. Let's not forget how we were successful.
Booz with a scoop down to a wide open Matusik. He leans in. I thought that was going down. He missed it, but free throws coming for Wyatt Matusik for Chelsea. Great cut. He was wide open, and a tough feed for Booz to get it down there with a bounce pass.
Chelsea's run that play twice, and twice Matusik has had wide open look.
Matusik at the free throw line. And banks it in. We don't get many of those. The out-of-town score update. Pistons 39-31. They trail the Nuggets at the end of one over at Little Caesars Arena.
Nuggets in a back-to-back. I thought this was a good spot for the Pistons tonight.
Pistons in an 8-game winning streak. Yeah. Rattles the second one in, and we're tied at 24. Spitzer over the timeline, right up the circle. Now moves down into the wing. Hands off to Van Riper. He was tiptoeing the sideline there. Gets in the corner. Sutton Johnson open for three. No. Good box out. Rebounded by Blanton. That's another Blanton you get. You don't always see stuff like that, but that's a skill. He boxed out well. Missed the runner in the lane. Point blank miss for Blanton on that one. Rebounded by the Panthers. Johnson going baseline. Stops into the lane. Harrington got it. Make it 9 points for Harrington. And gives Western the lead again.
Mark Jackson was here, he'd say, Mama, there goes that man again.
Good catch by Harrington in traffic and kept it above his head like they always tell the big guys and scored it. 26-24, Blanton looking for Booz, and there's a turnover. Blanton with an offensive foul, turnover, and then he missed a missed layup.
Well, hey, you have Van Riper chasing you around, and it starts making you make decisions a little bit faster than you want to.
26-24, Western leads. Hand off to Van Riper on the wing. Hammond coming out off a screen at the top. Gets another screen there for Harrington, who rolls. Hammond on the run. Runner no good. Rebounded Matusik. Went up high for that. Gets it away to McCalla. Here come the Bulldogs. Right side, Booz. Sets up on the right wing. Gets a screen from McCalla. Goes away from it. McCalla now on the wing. Goes baseline. Spins away from Sutton Johnson. Out to Booze. Swings it left side. Blanton. Pump fakes for three. Now on the deck right side. Booze catches and fires a triple. No. Long rebound. Sutton Johnson grabs it. Western. Right side for Hammond. Looking for a run. And found Harrington on a cut. Pass was behind him. Out of bounds. Last touch Western.
Well, I think it'd be fun to play with Drew Blanton because he is a playmaker as well. And if you just, there's so much attention paid to him, just get open. Booze was wide open for that three. He's going to have to knock a couple down probably tonight if Chelsea wants to advance, or somebody's going to have to.
Yeah, 26-24, it's a Western lead. Chelsea with the ball. Blanton from the right wing. Clearing out some space in Matusik. Screen to roll, gives it up now to Buck Allen into the game. He dribbles left side. Open for three, missed it long. Rebounded by Sutton Johnston. I think the Western guards really do rebound well. I think that's always a nice thing for the Panthers. 26-24, they lead it. They have the ball. Spitzer running the play now for Coach Moffitt to the left wing, to the top for Van Riper. Drives from there, and I think we're going to get a blocking call. I might go against Allen. That would be... No, we're going to get Booze on that call. A couple on Becca Booze now. 26-24, still the Panthers lead. Willis will replace Sutton Johnston.
Steve Willis is one of the guys we talked about at halftime. Maybe, you know, it, with his skill set, people paying so much attention to Hammond, I'd like to see him take it to the basket. You see the theme coming.
Yeah.
Somebody take it to the hoop.
Spitzer accepts the inbounds pass. He's trying to hand off to Hammond. McCalla gets in between. Goes out of bounds off Hammond's fingertips. I mean, I could see wanting to hand it off to get it to your guy, Hammond, but that's the little obvious play, and everybody knew he was going to hand it to him. McCall is just the one able to make a difference. Great defensive effort by him so far tonight. And we're still at 26-24. Down to the block. Matusik puts up a strong shot. Good defense down there by Harrington. Rebounded by Western. Spitzer. Goes right side to the wing. Into the corner for Van Riper. Back to the basket. Drives in against Blanton. Now skips it out to Spitzer. Into the corner for Willis. Almost got away from him. He saves it. Keeps it in bounds. Now feeds to Harrington on the block. Allen doubles down. They feed it out to Willis for a three. No. Rebounded Booze. Chelsea on the attack now. Left side Blanton up the sideline. Goes to the wing. Now looks to drive from there into the elbow. Spins. Fader. Got it. Rattled it in. Tough shot for Blanton. You did see, I noticed anyway, that little, just a little push off to create some space, but he doesn't do it obvious. I could see a whistle coming from that. I know Coach Moffitt's going to be in the official's ear on that one. Tied at 26 in the timeout from the Panthers bench. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. We're tied when we come back with 3:48 to play on WKHM in the third. We're tied.
Winter is here and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Inbound to McCalla with a near steal on the inbound to Hammond. And McCalla continues to play tremendous defense. Will McCalla, senior guard here for Chelsea, and picked up the task of guarding Maverick Hammond at 42 points on Wednesday. He's not going to get to that number tonight. I can predict that. 26-26 tie. Hammond does get a little space for a three, and again doesn't really get a good look at it, and the shot is not quite a grenade, but not a great one. Blanton on the other end though spots up for a deep triple and buries it. 29-26, Chelsea back in front. Van Riper from the wing. He drives into the free throw line. Hands off to Hammond. He makes a cut to the basket. Blocked out of the air by Matusik. We know he's capable of that. Eight times he did it, give or take, on Wednesday. There's his first one tonight, I believe. 29-26 Chelsea. It's still Western ball. Spitzer will inbound from the baseline.
I love Drew Blanton's demeanor as well. Emotional but not cocky.
Yeah. They inbound to Harrington, and that's 11 for Eli. And he goes back on the defense with Western trailing by one, 28-29. Blanton Hands off to Booz. Booz to Allen. Blanton comes back to get it at the top. I thought he was about to throw that triple up. Steps back. No, good to Van Riper. Allen spots up now, gives it up to Booz in the wing. Across the top, hands off to Blanton. He will fire that triple and buries it. Catch and shoot. Blanton feeling it. 32-28. It's a four-point game.
That's like a high-level college performance that we're seeing from Drew Blanton. The shots he's making are tough.
Hammond off the screen, gets a triple try, and his rolls out. Blanton on the rebound attempt, goes off his foot and out of bounds, so Western will keep it, trailing by four. 32-28, Chelsea leads. 2.5 still to play here in the third. They're in the fourth, by the way, over at Hanover Horton. Lumen leads that 39-36, so they're in a bit of a slugfest. Looking inbound to Hammond, and stolen by McCallum. Gets loose ball to Blanton. Numbers for Chelsea. Goes to Buck Allen. Oh, that shot changed by Van Riper, challenging. Western now numbers the other way. Van Riper looks to penetrate. Gets into the air. Shot is up. No call. We're going to get a foul call. And it'll go against Chelsea on the ground.
Matusik asking for a reason. And the officials gave the old, hey, got him with the lower body.
32-28, Hammond to inbound here from the baseline. Got to float it in deep to Spitzer at the top. Hammond coming off the screen, and we're going to get a moving screen call against Willis. And, you know, we've seen a few of those calls in this tournament, Brian, and I think it's a lost art running a guy off a screen. And so sometimes that screen's coming, and that player's trying to take off without properly rubbing that defender off that screen, and the offensive player kind of gets hung out to dry, the screener.
Yeah, it's kind of 50-50 on the fault, isn't it?
Yep. I don't want to say, yeah, just that he was running out there and grabbing a guy. It's an art form, running a guy off a screen. Chelsea goes down the block for Borscheting. Back out to Blanton. He's hit two from up there. He takes a third. And it's the same result.
Wow.
Wow. Drew Blanton putting on a clinic out there at three-point shooting from the top. He likes that spot. I'd be pushing him right off of that spot if I get out there on him. 35-28. The Chelsea run is long and pushing it out to a seven-point lead. Van Riper off the screen. Gets in
there
deep.
There it is, right there.
And that's what you said. Van Riper can do damage down there. He can elevate over those defenders.
Yeah, Buck Allen can't stop him down there.
No. 30-35. Western trails by five. Minute 23 to play. We're still in the third. Lot of game. Step back. Triple Blanton. That one's short. That was not the same look that he'd had on the previous. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Western ball. So a long rebound. Nobody grabs it. It goes out of bounds, and Western will get it.
That's when you're Blanton, you just be like, okay, my bad. That was my heat check shot. I'm just seeing. We saw Maverick Hammond do the exact same thing Wednesday, but he would make that,
he
too.
He kept making them, yeah. 35-30, Western trails. Hammond's got it. Working across the perimeter to the right wing. Now it goes back the other way. Harrington at the top. Left side, and Van Riper drives from there. Gets into the paint. Scoops up and under. Too strong. Harrington rebound. Put back good. Harrington having a day. 35-32. He cuts it to three in Western to defend with 45 seconds to play in the third.
It's Harrington's 13th point, Steve.
I bet they've called one play for him. The rest of it's been just offensive rebounds and putbacks. Making plays for the Panthers is Harrington, and that's why he's been in there, and Jones has been resting. Just go in there and make plays. Willis guarding Allen, who looks to hand off to Blanton near midcourt, and Van Riper comes all the way out there to get him. 18 seconds, and Blanton will do what he's done all game, hold this one for one. 32-35, his Chelsea Bulldogs up by three, 10 seconds, nine. Blanton goes into work, into the elbow. Backs in, spins, pumps into the corner. McCalla to Allen. Three at the buzzer. No. Rebound. Cleared, and the whistle sounds, and that ends the third. 35-32, Chelsea leads it. We got eight more minutes to play in this one. Back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
To play in this- Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes to play. Chelsea will start with the ball in the second half. Willis denying Blanton a little bit on the inbound. Blanton will back up and get it. He's going to come across midcourt and see Van Riper waiting. Borcherding passing to McCall on a cut. Out for Booze for three. That's short. I don't know. This is the most airball threes I've seen by two very good teams in a while.
There have been many.
Spitzer catches on the wing now. Western cleared that rebound and takes it into the half court with a three-point deficit. Hammond with McCalla, who's been tracking him all game. And skip pass over to Van Riper on the wing. He drives from there, gets into the lane. Floater goes. And then he can get that step pretty much every time, and the help comes late. Good bucket, DJ Van Riper, 35-34. It's a one-point game.
Yeah, DJ gets going to the right. He's trouble.
In the corner, McCalla will take that triple, and halfway down it came out. Rebounded by the Panthers. McCalla wide open, had it go. That's as far in as it can get without being made. Spitzer with the Panthers trailing by one, working on the left side. Gives it to Van Riper. Step behind the arc, cutting across the top. Harrington swings around right side. Willis looking for Van Riper in the paint. Nothing there. Hammond step back three. Goes!
Kind of his first open look of the game.
Yeah. Shooters shoot, and that one went. 37-35. Western now back in front. Seeing that that lead change back and forth several times in this game. Blanton has it in the corner. Leaning in against Van Riper. Backs it back out to Boos. Calls for it in the corner again. Now gets a step baseline. Stops. Has to back it back out to Boos. 37-35. Van Riper with two stops on Blanton on this trip. Blanton with 25 points tonight. Comes back out to get it on the right wing. Now goes to the baseline side of the floor. Goes down. We're going to foul call. And it's going to be blocking against Van Riper.
Oh, boy.
That felt like 50-50. Yeah,
I thought.
And maybe 60-40.
I was going to say, Van Riper seemed like he was doing everything correctly.
McCalla on the baseline right now. Gets it in deep to Booz. Left side, Allen. Allen working against Willis. Makes the dribble, drive move. Drops it down to Matusik. There you go. Buck Allen making a nice penetration move and dish to Matusik for the layup. And we're tied at 37. Under six to play. Spitzer pressure to midcourt. Allen knocks it away. Buck Allen getting down the layup. Scores it. Buck Allen. Game changer. Chelsea leads 39-37.
Bucket been silent up to now. That's a big steal and a big bucket.
They screen him off now. Spitzer wondering what to do. They had some numbers, but unable to score out of it. But he does get it to Hammond with McCalla out on him. 5:30 to play. 39-37 Chelsea. Western ball. Spitzer. We're going to get Allen near midcourt and get a whistle. That's going to go against Allen now. A little too much pressure on the in the backcourt. It was good for a steal last time. This time it's a reach-in.
Boy, right now I love for the Panthers. Let's get it to Van Riper and let's clear it out for him. Let him go right. Get to the hole.
He's got Booz guarding. Spitzer directing a little traffic. Now he puts it on the deck. And Allen knocks it away again, loose in the backcourt. Allen jumps on it. He's got a runner as Blanton. That's another Chelsea layup. The Buck Allen defense. 6-0 run for Chelsea. The lead by 4, 41-37 with 5:01 to play in the fourth. 30-second commercial break. Conclusion coming up. We're back with more on WKHM next.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
41-37, Chelsea leads. The timeout continues here, and that's two times out there midcourt. Buck Allen got in there, knocked the ball away, and then was able to recover it. The first time, he took the layup himself. This last time, he went down to the floor and got it out of there, and Blanton heads up, saw it coming, able to streak up the floor and get the layup. That's three straight plays where Buck Allen has come through and made big plays.
And that's tough when your coach Moffitt, because Cody Spitzer has been your guard the whole year, your point guard, and he struggled, so you got to, and they have him out now. Willis in for him.
Sutton Johnson had been out for an extended break there, too, and he's back. Van Riper's got it. Move to the basket. We wanted to see him penetrate. That was forced. I think he maybe thought he was going to get fouled. No call. Chelsea the other way on the rebound. Allen in the corner. Dribbles out of there all the way out to the top of the key. Now hands off to Booz there. Booz looking for Blanton. Blanton's got it working against Hammond. Takes it off the dribble. Gets a step into the paint. Floater short. Rebound Sutton Johnston. Knocked to the floor, and that'll be a foul against Chelsea.
It's Matusik's fourth now, Steve.
4:27 to go still. They want to keep Matusik in there. Out-of-town score update. Lumen leading Hanover Horton with 2:31 to go in that. 43-38. 41-37 here. Hammond looking to cut into the lead. Willis in the corner. Dribbles around Blanton. Gets into the elbow. Floater for him. No good. Got a good look at it. Nice elevation jumper for Willis. Floats in but doesn't go. Allen on the offensive end. Gets it up to Booz. Chelsea slowing it down with a four-point lead. 4 minutes left in this one. Booz into the elbow. Backs it out to Blanton. He comes to get it. He sets up near the Columbia Central logo at midcourt. I want to mention our second quarter was brought to you by Western Schools. I love Western Schools. My daughter went there. On a steal here by Western. Hammond gets the turnover. Allen commits the foul, and the Panthers get the ball back. We hope we have Western along for a few more games, because if they win tonight, we had to see them at Charlotte against the winner of a game that's going on tonight between Flint Powers Catholic and Goodrich.
Steve, while you're thinking that, Buck Allen picking up number four as well. That's two Chelsea players with four.
Hammond on the wing out to Willis. Swings it around. Van Riper open in the corner for three and got it! Big shot. DJ Van Riper. It's a one-point game. 41-40. Panthers trail. Western Schools sponsored that triple, let's say. And that's a big shot for Van Riper, but an open look. Ball movement got him wide open for that.
Tell you about his medal, though, that he had missed badly.
Yep.
That's his first three of the game.
Blanton working against Van Riper. Drives in. Fader. No good. Rebounded Hammond. Panthers set up on the offense. Three to play here. 41-40. Panthers still trail by one. Hammond with a different defender on him is Allen. And he again knocks it away. They create the turnover. And Matusik gets the loose ball and a foul against the Panthers. McCalla has been on Hammond all night. They switch. Allen's on him. And Allen did what he's done against everybody, apparently. He gets a hand in there. Just gets it a little bit loose. And then they come and seize the loose ball. Chelsea with a one-point lead in the ball. 2:46 to go.
That's Allen getting some cookies, but he's going to get his hand caught in the jar. If he does it one more time, it's going to be five.
That's a timeout from the Chelsea bench. We'll keep it here during the timeout. And I'll mention Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. our free throw sponsor. Brian, for what we've noticed has been kind of a lot of fouls, it feels like. Not a lot of free throws coming. Not a lot of fouls called on the shot, necessarily. And everything has been so hard to come by. 41-40. Not a huge high-scoring affair, but I think it's more of a kind of game Chelsea's comfortable playing in. Western has been comfortable, too, or they've settled in at least. But where do you get points from in the half court? I'd say you look back to Harrington.
Hey, who would have thought we'd have said that after Wednesday? But, again, I don't mind Van Riper driving. I don't mind Hammond driving. You know, give a little shot fake, get them up a little bit, and just take it strong to the hole. Both those guys are so strong. And then you have Harrington there cleaning up the glass, even if you miss.
Yeah. And unofficially, you've got Matusik with four fouls. Imagine you go down to Harrington. He draws another whistle on Matusik. He's out of the game. That removes that one shot-blocking threat for Chelsea, and now the lane's even more wide open.
I agree. You guys want to take it to him.
It'll be Chelsea ball out of the timeout here.
We'll see if Chelsea runs that play. They've run it twice where they've got Matusik.
Yeah.
Easy layup looks.
Blanton coming through off some screens. They go to him. No. Good defense by Van Riper denying. Who's looking for someone? Back cut Allen. He's going to go to the basket. Gets in the air. Missed. Harrington changed that shot. Rebounded by the Panthers. Willis on the right wing drives. Drops it down to Harrington for the bucket. No! What a good look for Harrington. He does tap the rebound back to Willis. Keeps it alive for the Panthers. Trailing by one, 2:15 to go. Van Riper drives. Stops. Spins. Fader. Got it! Big shot, DJ Van Riper! 42-41 is the Western Panthers lead again. 2:02 to go.
That's what we were hoping for, and we're getting it.
42-41. Boos has it. They're denying Blanton right now. He does come all the way out to midcourt to get it. Van Riper's going to check him up. Screen coming from Matusik. Blanton goes left, and Harrington jumps out on the screen, and he's going to get called for the block. A little bit of acting for Blanton there, but the right call.
Yeah, I like that hard hedge by Harrington, not allow Blanton turn the corner, but sometimes that'll be lead to a foul.
Yeah, 42-41 Panthers, 1:46 to play here. Chelsea ball from the sideline. Blanton into Matusik at the top, and he gives it right back to Blanton. Deep on the right wing. Matusik to screen there. Kind of shifts away from the screen. It's one-on-one Blanton at the top. He's hit a couple threes from there. He looks to drive. Goes right. Stops. The fadeaway doesn't go. Harrington there for the rebound, and Chelsea's going to foul it. If that's Matusik, that's it for him. I think they got Allen on it, though. Oh.
Either way, that might be it for Allen, and he's been playing some...
He's
good
been D. massive here in the fourth quarter. And
I think that's going to be it for Buck Allen.
Borcherding comes back into the game. McCalla in the backcourt. They'll pass it into Hammond. McCalla's going to pick him up before he gets to half court. Sutton Johnston looking to screen. McCalla goes around it. Now Harrington to screen. McCalla stays out. Minute 19. 42-41 Panthers. Hammond. At midcourt, we got a dust-up. It's loose. Willis has it. Blanton's got it. Willis comes out with it. What do we get? Timeout from Western. Hard to get a timeout right there. Willis must have possessed it just enough.
Steve, that's one when you're a coach, you just call it. Even though you know it really shouldn't be granted, you call it and hope that they get it. Coach Moffitt got it.
Huge timeout. Western keeps possession. 42-41, we have 70 seconds left to play here, and this has been back and forth all night. Will we have another lead change? Who knows?
Well, the last couple nights I've watched basketball, Steve, I've seen Michigan State hit one from further than half court. I watched Michigan hit one at the buzzer. Are we setting up for another one of those tonight?
I don't know if it's going to be a make, but I think we might get an attempt.
You mentioned earlier about lack of free throws. Right now, Chelsea's shot, and this is unofficial, but I have them for four. Western's only shot five. Yeah. So not many free throw attempts from either team, and this one definitely could come down to who can make a free throw.
Thanks to Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and, of course, the Western Community Schools on this game. Got Dr. Vickers over here behind us monitoring the student section. I've seen a bunch of my favorites from out at Western High School out here to support. Shout out to Tanya way down there at the other end of things. Who else?
Jim and Diane Johnston are probably just pacing back and forth back in Youngstown.
Yeah, edge of their seat. To the top for Van Riper. Goes on the attack, gets in the air, down to Harrington. He got it! A.I. Harrington off the window! Big bucket! 44-41, under a minute to play, and it's a three-point lead for the Panthers. Harrington with a knockaway from Matusik. He does gather it. Now going to Blanton, coming off the screen, stops at the top, goes right wing. Booz goes baseline, backs it back out to Blanton in the corner. Step back, three, Blanton. He hit it! Oh my gosh! 44 tied, 35 seconds.
What a shot with Van Riper draped on him.
Unbelievable. Hammond drives corner for Willis. He hit the three, but it doesn't count. Offensive foul against Maverick Hammond. Matusik with four fouls stepped up and took the charge. Wow.
That is some high basketball IQ by Matusik. Seeing Hammond coming in late, a little out of control.
McCalla takes the inbound, 24 seconds. They're going to threaten the 10-second count. Booz rushes it over, and we get a timeout from the Chelsea bench. 19 seconds. 44-44 tie. Wow. Drama. What a huge shot by Harrington down here on this end. Van Riper drives, elevates, and drops it down to Harrington. It was not an easy shot.
No.
And then we go to the other side, and I thought they had Blanton locked down, and he gets it in the corner. Little footwork magic that he's done all night. Fade away. Three-point shot, he nailed it, and we're tied at 44. What did we have 30 seconds right there that was just phenomenal on both ends.
Yeah, and we're either going to have a really good 19.1 seconds or another 4 minutes tacked on.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Yeah, because Chelsea will take this shot with no time left for Western to get anything done, unless Western able to get a steal.
Unless they had the Maryland playbook, they might jack it up with a little bit too much time to go.
I think Blanton takes this with no time left.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to believe. Again, we talk about what a shot maker is. That's the luxury you have. Just get it in his hands, clear out, and he's going to get a shot. Hey, this is where Van Riper needs to stay on his feet, because if you're Blanton, you get him up trying to block something and lean into him, you'll be going to the line to win this game.
I deny him. I don't let him catch it on the inbound.
And if he gets it, you got to send two Panthers at him. Make him get rid of it. Somebody else has to be.
Absolutely anyone else. Yep. Allen's out of the game. Who's their shot maker? They go in the backcourt to Booz. Blant comes to get it. And it looks like they're going to let it go one-on-one. 14 seconds. Van Riper at midcourt. Blant and Van Riper. Yeah, I go run at him right now. 7 seconds. He goes left. Step back. Blant. No! 1 second, tip, and goal!
Oh,
Chelsea wins at the buzzer on a tip-in shot. Who got the tip?
Was Matusik.
Unbelievable conclusion. Blant missed a fadeaway three from the wing. It bounces off, and in the rebound battle, Matusik taps it in. 46-44 is the final. Chelsea's going to pull this one out in dramatic fashion, heartbreaking fashion for the Panthers. They played an outstanding game the whole way, 32 minutes, and just have a ball bounce the wrong way at the end.
Yeah, boy, you see that sometimes when a last-second shot goes up, people get caught watching, and there's always that guy, and it was Matusik that did not watch and got in there and got a tip in with, what, .2 to go.
46-44, our final. Wrapping up the season for the Panthers. They were the upstart here at this tournament. They had to play on Monday, them and Pinckney. They dominated Pinckney. They had an explosive game against Michigan Center. And then here they come against Chelsea, and it was a battle for 32 minutes, and it goes all the way down to the last 8/10 of a second, whatever it was, and they tap it into the buzzer sounds, and it's 46-44. Chelsea holds on to win. Let's take 2 minutes here in the post game, and we'll get you the numbers and wrap things up from Columbia Central. Chelsea will move on to play on Tuesday in the regional. Western season comes to an end in heartbreaking fashion on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Harp.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, a less than satisfying conclusion here to this one for the Panthers and their fans, and certainly for us. Whether or not we did a Western game next Tuesday hinges on this one, and Chelsea gets one at the buzzer. Tipped in dramatic fashion. They ran a play for their guy Blanton, who had done it all game tonight. He fires a fadeaway from the left wing. It misses. Matusik, weak side rebound. Didn't grab it and shoot it or anything. Just got a hand on it, got it up in, and it went in. That's how it happened.
Yeah, and Steve, if you're a fan of high school athletics, as we are, we just got to witness what makes it great. It's just emotional. I mean, yeah. You see the joy of the Chelsea side and then just the despair of the Western players, and you feel for them because, man, they put out their heart and their guts and played a great game, had a nice weekend, and then it's over with one tip-in.
And that's going to be that kind of thing that grinds on them. That lasts you for a while when you think back on playing and you think, man, we played so great in that tournament. We played great all day, and then that's how we lost. It's a bummer. They came out and worked, you know, well-coached. Coach Moppa had them ready. Both teams defended so well. A lot of things to be proud of tonight for the Panthers. But, yeah, this one's going to hurt for a while. Certainly that bus ride home is going to be pretty quiet and what's the word I want? Morose, let's say.
And especially, I mean, that's a really senior-laden team, this Western Panther. And you never want to, you know, you never are going to be happy when it's over. But that one's just going to sting.
Yep, it's going to. And, again, Chelsea with a great effort. That McCalla did what we expected out of him to do, go out and do a great effort holding Maverick Hammond well below it. He was averaging, 38 a game in this tournament. And so, and he was due to come back to earth a little bit, but McCalla is a big reason that did happen today. But in the converse, they did a great job against Chelsea, too. Blanton had a nice offensive night. He did, but that was just good shot-making, as we were saying.
Yeah.
None of that was easy for him.
No.
I bet he would come out and tell you that's as good a defensive effort as he's had to play against all year.
Yeah, that's crazy, because DJ Van Riper played amazing defense, and and, you know, you might say, oh, I played really good defense. And they say, oh, what'd you hold him to? 30.
Yeah, that doesn't
feel like it. But trust me, if you're watching, like you said, he had to work for everything. And sometimes when you go against a shot maker like that, you just do everything right. And what are you going to do?
And if he had 30, They had 46, so he had, what do you have, 66% of the team's points, essentially. And that, yeah, that's the one guy. So it was just tough. Tough night for the Panthers tonight, and their season will come to an end. And several careers will come to an end with that game. Let's get the final point totals, Brian.
All right, well, for Chelsea, we had Buck Allen with two, Will McCullough with two, and then Wyatt Matusik with 12, no bigger than the tip-in with .2 showing on the clock. And Drew Blanton went into a telephone booth, came out 30 points today for Chelsea, including a step-back three when they were down three with 20 seconds to go that changed the game for Chelsea.
Yeah, that really was the difference maker. If he doesn't make that, then Western gets fouled. Yeah. They probably salted away at the free throw line. In this case, they get a tie game, and Chelsea gets possession. And that really just couldn't have been a more exciting, heartbreaking end for the Panthers and exhilarating for the Bulldogs. But the way it goes sometimes in high school basketball, and why, and like you said, it's why tournament basketball this time of year is great, because of moments like that. It's out-of-town score update. I wish I had a final for you. 50-50 at Hanover Horton overtime. So you might want to jump. You might want to wrap this one up, listen to us, and turn it to the 95.9 for the power count. Maybe get some more theatrics late in that one.
Well, if you want to flip it over but want to hear Western points, I'll give them to you.
Do
real
it, and
quick.
Then they can turn it. Yeah.
Son Johnston had one. Maverick Hammond held the nine tonight. DJ Van Riper with 16. Jaden Willis with two. Justin Jones with one. And Eli Harrington with a super performance. 15 points and who knows how many rebounds and blocks and chain shots. Eli was a man on a mission tonight.
Yeah, big minutes off the bench for Eli Harrington, our player of the game tonight in the loss for the Western Panthers. And a great effort. I know his. It's one of those where his dad's going to be as bummed about the loss as anybody, but he'll be proud of his boy for having a great night tonight in the effort. All right, well, yeah, we'll wrap it up from here. I'm anxious to go listen to the conclusion of that game in my car, so we'll get this stuff torn down and get out of here as fast as we can. Congratulations to the Bulldogs. Great season for Western. Great tournament for Western. And just come up short by 2 points at the buzzer. And I can't offer any condolences. All I can say is a great game, and you did your best. We'll wrap it up for Kiera Rombauer back in the studio. And Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. Join us Monday night. We're heading up to Chelsea High School, actually, and they're going to be the host school for district tournaments for girls basketball. And our opening game is Columbia Central and Pinckney. On Monday night. So tune in here to WKHM for that. And have a great weekend, and be careful out there. And we'll wrap it up here from Columbia Central High School. Thanks to the Golden Eagles School. Thanks to Western Panthers for sponsoring. And, of course, all of our sponsors, including Bucked Up Energy, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, will be Transmix and others. We'll hear from all of them coming up, and we'll wrap it up for WKHM. Wrap it up for...
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.